This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain. Truth in my lies right now are falling like the rain, so let the river run.
He's coming home with his neck scratched to catch black. Sweat jackets and dress slacks mismatched on his breast jack. He's a sex addict and she just wants to exact revenge and get back. It's a chess match. She's on his back like a jetpack. She's kept track of all his internet chats. And guess who just happens to be moving on to the next? Actually just shit on my last chick, and she has what my ex lacks. Cause she loves danger, psychopath. And you don't fuck with no man's girl, even I know that. But she's devised some plan to stab him in the back. Knife in hand, says the relationship's hanging by a strand. So she's been on the web lately. Says maybe she'll be my Gwen Stacy, the Spider-Man. And I know she's using me to try to play him. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne after the first night, but tonight I am.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my life now is falling like the rain. So let the river run.
One night stand turn it to nightstand, it was calm, some lights cramp. Now we hung tight and he found out. Now she feels deserted and used cause he left. So what he did it first to her too. Now how am I supposed to tell this girl that we're through? It's hard to find the words, I'm aloof, nervous and sued. I want this to hurt, but what you deserve is the truth. Don't take it personal, I just can't say this in person to you. So I revert to the studio like coal in the wall. Diners don't have to be reserved in a booth. I just feel like the person who I'm turning into. Irreversible, I prayed on you like it's church at the pew. And now that I got you, I don't want you. Took advantage of my thirst to pursue. Why do I do this dirt that I do? Get on my soapbox and preach my sermon. And speech detergent and bleach is burning the wound. Cause now with her in the womb, we can't bring her in this world to the new. To use protection for I'm pitted to your forbidden fruit.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my life now is falling like the rain. So let the river run.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Hey, what can I say? If life was a highway, deceit was an enclave, I'd be swerving in five lanes, speeds at a high rate, like I'm sliding on ice, maybe. That's what I made. If came at you sideways, I can't keep my lies straight. But I made you terminate my baby. This love triangle left us in a rectangle. What else can I say? It was fun for a while. Bet I really would've loved your smile. Didn't really wanna abort, but fuck it, what's one more lie to tell our unborn child?
Been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one,
sorry.
I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my lies now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Lizzie Cundy.
It's Stephen Leng. Welcome to Access All Areas. That was a bit of Ed Sheeran and Eminem. I'm not going to lie, Lizzie producer, that would not be my first choice of song.
All mine. Get him off. And what about that girl he's marrying?
Oh yeah, so Ed Sheeran is getting on, is on fiance.
Gingers are getting married. Prince Harry.
You stole that from the Daily Mail, didn't you?
They did
a big thing on that.
On Ginger's Rule. Yeah. You've got a bit of a gingerish beard.
I do have a bit of a ginger beard.
Oh, sorry.
Prince Harry's furious with you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how have you been? I've seen you've been everywhere at the last week.
I'm tired, darling.
National Television Awards. Oh. Good morning, Britain, today.
It was a very early start for me, yes, but the National Telly Awards, the birds were tweeting when I got home, let's say.
I think that's the case for most people.
Yeah, no, it was such a fun night. And I had a great box and fun people and lots of food. Didn't drink a drop of champagne.
Absolutely not. You're in a box watching it completely sober.
Of course. The thing is, when you're in a box, you don't actually watch what's going on. Yeah, so I had to keep going up, going, oh, Blue Planet's just won.
Or people tell you the next day, and you're like, oh, I didn't see that.
But I'm so pleased for Ant.
Yeah, so Ant and Dec won the TV presenter award for the 17th year in a row.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's a bit much, to be honest.
They have to give someone else a go. But, no, it was a fun, fun night. But the after party was... I mean, I've been a lot to these, yes. But the after party was great.
Yes, I didn't go this year. Thanks very much, Insider Communications.
Sorry. But next year.
Next year I
next year.
I'm going to hold you to that.
No, I've got a plan for next year. Okay. But listen, the only bad thing is the traffic. I left at 4 early. I thought that's loads of time. We hadn't moved. I was like, we're not moving.
Well, I have to. So,
and I had to. I was starving.
Yeah. So I saw some pictures of you going into a McDonald's,
which I haven't been in for years.
Have you not?
Well, I only do the drive-in occasionally, but I went in. Everyone was like, "What are you doing in that dress?" I think we were in a bit of a rough area, but it was great fun. And I enjoyed those chips more than I've ever enjoyed any food because I was starving. And there just happened to be a bloody photographer outside.
Oh, what a surprise. No. That never happens to you, does it?
How dare you?
So give us some goss. What happened?
Lots of fun. We had in our box, we had a real mad mix in our box.
Did you?
Fern was looking good.
Fern McCann?
Yeah, she looked great. I loved Sarah Harding was on form.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
She split with... you know, the American
guy.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but she was great. Katie Price came in. And also there was Peter Andre in there.
Oh, it's a little bit awkward.
See, I would be awkward if my ex-husband was in there.
Was it awkward?
I'd be throwing him off the balcony. Off you go. No, of course I wouldn't.
Was it a bit awkward seeing them both?
A bit awkward. I thought, I was about to, just as she walked in, I thought, I'm going to need the loo. And I thought, no, I'm going to stay. I'm going to watch this.
But there are no fireworks.
No fireworks. But obviously, a lot of the Love Islands are all of that bunch. But a lot of the ITV lot, Jason Gardner, Dancing on Ice, Torval and Dean.
Nice.
Old Banjo's getting around.
So it was a big night.
It was a very, very funny night.
What was your favourite moment?
When I told Kem that they all thought he was a shit skater.
Oh, poor Kem.
No, I was joking.
Sitani.
I didn't say that.
He's
going to win it.
I have a crush on him. I mean, I don't think he would fancy me, clearly. But, you know.
Well, you know what? And they had all the jungle lot there. Becky Vardy was there. Dennis Wise. We had Amir Khan.
Did you see... Oh, yeah, I heard about Amir Khan.
What did you hear?
Oh, I've just heard some things he said on the red carpet. Did you see the pictures of Kem's ex, Olivia? She posted an unfortunate...
Not Olivia,
Amber, sorry, yes. Amber. She posted an unfortunate picture.
I mean, that is silly. And she didn't take it off for ages. So and then she suddenly took it off.
For those that don't know, there was a picture of her with... she posted it on her social media, on her Insta story, I believe, with some suspicious white powder, a rolled-up note... Etc. She said that she was in a hotel room with someone she didn't know. She was shocked.
Oh, yeah. That old one. Oh, stop it. Does she think we've fallen off a banana boat? Does she? Really? Come on.
I don't know.
Being in this business when you were in nappies, darling. I tell you who I loved was Kim. Kim Woodburn.
So she was on the red carpet for The Sun, wasn't
Hilarious.
She?
Hilarious.
Kim Woodburn of Kim and Aggie.
I didn't actually make the red carpet because I was so late. I got there at 7:30. Who leaves at 4? That's a trip to New York. What the hell?
I don't know how Nearly. Close do you think that it's about halfway.
Halfway. Right, Canaries.
Greece. I mean, even then.
Greece, Italy.
Yeah, fine, Italy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, still had a good night though, didn't you?
Yeah, I made up for it.
I'm sure you did.
I had fun, but I couldn't sit. I was in a very tight white dress.
Right.
It's not a good colour when you're eating chips with ketchup.
Not the first time you've worn a tight dress, though, is it?
I thought I was quite covered. My mum, though, that
You
night,
were quite covered? You basically were wearing a bra.
My mum said, it's so cold and raining, wear a vest.
But you didn't
She saw
wear
the
a
pictures
vest.
And she's following me on Facebook. She's like, that's a funny kind of vest. She was not happy.
Well, I thought you looked great.
Thank you. Did you?
Yes, I did. Well,
honestly,
you know,
it's not your kind, Jason.
No, you
like
did
that.
Look nice. You did look nice. I'll give it to you.
Oh, thank you. Who was the best dressed? Who was the worst dressed for you?
I would say best dressed was... Oh, that's a good question, but I do know who my worst dress is.
Go on.
Saran Jones in that tuxedo.
Oh, I know. See, just she didn't work.
No, I know who my best dress was. Ruth Langsford.
She looked stunning.
In her red dress, she looked really good.
Can I tell you, I agree with you. And the off-the-shoulder.
Yeah.
Suited her.
Strictly and This Morning star Ruth Langsford. Shocker. She looked thin. She looked trim.
I agree
Clearly
with you
Strictly
there.
has done wonders
for her.
Ruth
is our winner.
Yeah.
Worst dress?
Saran Jones.
Yeah.
Done. We have a good show coming up for people, though, don't we?
We got a corker, I tell you.
I mean, it is going to be
boom,
boom, boom.
I was with this guy. I hope he keeps a secret. 6:15. He's on.
He's running a bit late at the minute.
He had a bit of a problem that I had the other night.
Right, yes.
Traffico.
So Ricky Raymond, former TOWIE star, he is coming up. Supposedly at 6:20, if he makes it here on time. Then we have Aidan Martin from X Factor, who auditioned for last year's show. And then we have James Constantino. I can never say these Greek names.
Constantino.
And Claudia Valentin.
Oh, he's Greek. I'll speak Greek to him. Tikanistikala, Mekala Posolini. See?
Oh, I don't know what that means, but it sounds sexy. They are from Posh Porn, not the kind you're thinking of.
Posh Porn?
Yeah.
Feels like something I'd enjoy. Posh Porn, after my present I got from Nigel Phillips the other day.
Have you used it?
No.
Oh. You gave it away to someone else?
No. Waiting for the right moment. I've been too busy.
Fine.
Sorry.
So shall we play a little song? And then we'll have a little bit more of a gossip, and then we'll hopefully have Ricky in the studio. That'll be good.
Perfect.
This one's for my mum. She requested it especially.
Oh, come on.
Bit of Barry White.
I love Barry White.
Oh, you're gonna love this.
I love him.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you. Together, baby. My first, my last.
love it, maybe.
So into it.
Basil White.
Mum, I hope you enjoyed that.
I hope you enjoyed it, lovely mum. I love him too.
He's very good, isn't he,
that
Barry
deep,
White?
Deep, husky voice.
Yeah.
He's big boy.
Tell me about your appearance on Good Morning Britain today, Lizzie.
Yeah, I had to get up very early. It was on, it's like just past seven. I mean, in the morning, that's early.
It's not
early.
Your natural time, is it?
It's not really. No. I was like, hello. No, I'm fine, actually, in the mornings. I'm good.
So what were you talking about? Well, I know what you're talking about. Tell people what you're talking about.
Well, if you haven't seen, they're calling it the sleaze ball. It's the presidential. It's the dinner, the president's dinner,
club, yeah.
Club dinner. It's all men, no women allowed, apart from the hostesses that are serving them drinks or doing the auction or whatever. And it is the wealthiest of wealth of London, mainly city bankers, property tycoons. And a lot of people I know go to this. And it's caused a bit of controversy, hasn't it?
Yes. So people, if you haven't seen it, it's...
Well, I don't know how you haven't.
Yeah,
it's
been everywhere. Even Theresa May's talked about it today. The drama was is that the men... there were women there who were being groped who were working as hostesses for the night. And obviously... In the current climate, no, well, I don't know, is it? Anyway, regardless, allegations of some dodgy stuff going on at this event at the Dorchester.
It sounds really dinosaur age.
Yes, so men,
where it's all men only,
and the women were hostesses. They were told what to wear. They had to wear high heels and black underwear. Is that right?
Yeah, but look, if you as a girl, okay, my view is. As a, you know, I've been when I was doing modelling or whatever. You get a brief of what they want you to wear on a job, and if they'd said I need you to have your underwear showing through an outfit, I would say, well, I had to do that for breakfast. Yeah, no, I would. You would see red lights. Alarm bells would be ringing.
Yes,
you'd think, hold on a minute, but the girls there, you know, went ahead to do this event. Knowing full well it was all men and they wanted them in slinky, see-through outfits. Now, look, I've been asked to do one of these events, which I did do, an auction, because it was with my charity. And, yeah, they are rowdy. It's all boys together. They're not, as I said on GMTV, having cups of tea and talk about
good
the
morning,
weather.
Good morning, Britain.
Good morning, Britain, sorry. Did you like that bit when I said that? But they're not having cups of tea talking about the weather. They're all boys together having a few drinks. And it gets rowdy.
Is it appropriate to grab a woman under her dress?
Of course not. It's not appropriate to do that to anyone.
Yeah.
Okay? No, that's awful and shocking behaviour. But let me just tell you now, I think the girls who did this event knew it was all men and they had to wear skimpy outfits. And I think they should have smelt that there could be trouble ahead.
Yes, I mean...
But it doesn't make it right, and it doesn't excuse those... But there was only a handful of guys. Let me just tell you, David Williams was there. He didn't see anything. I had many friends there that didn't see anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was very different because there were two... In all truth, and I'll tell you what happened, there's two sets of events here. There's one big dinner, and then there's an after party where everyone's drunk. And there are girls there that are literally... also waiting to jump on these very, very wealthy men. I mean, they are billionaires. And I got a few friends that were there that have called me today and said, Lizzie, I'll tell you the truth of what went on. And I know the truth.
As you always do, Lizzie.
But you know what? There's always two sides to a story. But if any girl has been touched inappropriately or been groped or been
against
saying
will.
Rude things to her, it isn't right.
Yep.
But
I'm
those sort of jobs,
Lizzie,
can
right.
I just say, though, those sort of jobs, you either... don't mind it or you are really highly offended. It's like Marmite.
Yep, you're right.
Okay. And boys can say things to me and I can flick it off quite easily.
Yeah, I mean...
It doesn't make me a bad person.
Some people can, some people can't. And you have
I'm
to,
not
you
sensitive.
Have to cater for those people that can't, I guess.
I mean, one...
let's play another song and then we're going to get our first guest, Aidan, in the studio.
Is Aidan here?
Apparently. Yes, great.
Wow.
Now you're out in Cabo, hanging with your brother, wishing that I was your bridal, so I could be close to your lips again. I know you didn't call your parents and tell them that we ended, cause you know that they'd be offended? Did you not want to tell them it's the end? And I know we're not supposed to talk, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I get scared when we're not, 'cause I'm scared you're with somebody else. So I guess that it's gone, and I just keep lying to myself. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, I miss you, yeah, I miss you. I miss you, yeah, I miss you, oh, I do.
Back.
Wow.
With our first guest in the studio. It's all been a bit hectic.
I'm out of breath.
We both had to run for a quick wee, didn't we, Lizzie?
I think I'm not fit. I'm really puffing.
You managed.
That is the voice of a very handsome Aidan Martin, who has made it to the studio this evening.
Hello, everybody.
How incredibly are you? Handsome.
Oh, bless you. That's so nice.
You've got the best hair in the world. Oh, God, I've got hair envy.
It's a bit big, though. It's a bit like an afro. I feel a bit like Annie, but...
I love it. An
Annie of the 21st century.
I know, I could get curlers in it now. It's pretty long, isn't it?
I love it. Oh, sorry. It wasn't me.
So, people may remember you.
Of course, yeah.
From a little show called The X Factor.
Yes, that show.
Which you were on last year. Yeah, I'm getting confused. I'm trying to think, is it this year or last year?
Yeah, I've been telling everyone this year, and it's not, is it? No.
Yeah, so back 2017, you took part in X Factor. Tell people about your journey on it. It was probably cut a bit short.
Yeah, no, you know what? It was an amazing experience. I had such a good time. It's definitely... one of those moments that you don't ever think is really going to happen to you. So when it did, it was pretty amazing. And for me to be able to do my own song as well and do my own music on the show, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, this year they really did go for that, didn't they, on the show?
Yeah,
and obviously Raxu, who won, they released their own song. And
what do you think of Raxu?
Yeah, I think they're great, man. I think they're great. They've got so much originality, and I think that is what separates them.
They've got energy.
Yeah, they do. They do. But being in the entertainment industry, you've got to have loads of energy, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Do you think they're going to last as a group?
Yeah,
or do you think it's going to be a one-hit wonder? I mean, that song, they always kept playing.
It's always on the radio.
I know.
The line I remember is, wrap it up like a fajita. That's what I really remember.
Wrap it up like a fajita. Yeah. I love that.
But yeah, no, I think they're great, man. And I think it is, like, compared to any other boy band that we've had before, you know, they're not doing these dance routines. They're not... airy fairy, do you know what I mean? They're doing something different. So yeah, let's hope they pave the way for more artists like
that. So why did you want to do the X Factor? How did it all come about? Because it's quite a hard process, isn't it? It's tough.
It is. I mean, to be honest, like,
from beginning to end, it is hard.
I was sick of my life, to be honest. Like, the whole music thing, it's so tough. Like, I've been writing for a long time. I've been signed to a publisher now for the past sort of 4 years, writing for the artists and stuff. And I was like, you know, I want to do this thing. I want to do this now. You know, I'm sick of writing songs for other people. Like, I want to be at the front. Like, step aside.
Yeah.
No,
but hey, yeah, piss off.
Back off, will you? So yeah, I was just like, I just wanted to give it a shot, and I thought, you know, it's just gonna, even if I didn't expect to get as far as I did, and all I ever thought about was just go on and do it, give it your best shot, you'll get some exposure, and it has, and it's changed my life in so many ways. So I'm glad I did it. It was really hard work, like it proper was. Like,
I mean, because that audition process is hard because you're waiting around. Simon's always late, isn't he? And you've got all
yeah, 4 hours one day. I know, I was
tell me about 4 hours.
I felt like going in and saying, "Listen, Simon."
He's in the bath. And you're like, "Where are you?" I'm in the bath. I'm like,
apparently runs on LA time, so he doesn't get up till like 3. Apparently, that's what I hear.
But can you imagine?
Fuming, I'd be fuming.
So, I mean, that's hard because you're with all these other people that are desperate to make it. Is it hard doing that audition process?
Well, you know, we were there on the first day when I did my first audition, and I was there with my mum and my whole family, and we thought, you know, we'll be there like a few hours at most.
Yeah.
18 hours. And like, then I just came in and said, people were like, "God, your eyes looked a bit red." I went, "Yeah, because I'd be like, being up at 4 a.m. driven all the way from Newcastle to Manchester." It was like, literally, it was so long.
And where did you do your, where was your casting? Because
they
doing
did,
weird
they
places.
They did two, didn't they, last
year?
Where was that?
It was in Manchester. Mine was. So I went from London to Newcastle, then to Malang. I don't know why that even happened, but yeah.
But obviously, it wasn't necessarily a smooth ride for you once you weren't on the show. There was lots of controversy and press about things that you'd done.
There were a lot of things that I presumably, like what people are saying that I'd done. I mean, that was probably one of the toughest things for me, you know, like people coming from your past and deciding to come and try and sell stories on you. Some of which are true, some of the things that I actually spoke about openly, you know, about the troubles in my past. And I wanted to help other people, and that was always my plan, to go on there and be very honest, because I'm like a really honest person. So that was really tough.
But is that tough? I mean, for people to come out of the woodwork.
You're used to negative press, but it's not fair.
But Lizzie, it's awful, isn't it? Like, press, when it first happens, it's an, like, honestly, I would get the call the day before and they'd be like, "Oh, this is coming out, Mom." I'm like, "Oh, no."
Should have phoned me. I'd have stopped it. I'd stopped more stories. Jesus,
listen,
on me.
I know every trick.
Oh, no, I know every trick, darling. I can't even tell. I really do.
But too little, too late.
I know, I'm sorry. But how was that for your family? Because obviously they brought up all this for you.
Yeah, like they've been so supportive through it all. Like, you know, I've never said that I'm squeaky clean. You know, I've had a bit of a checkered past, but I am who I am now, and I'm proud of how far I've came. My parents are really proud of me. So,
and you're doing okay now. You're good.
Yeah. So I signed to a management company called Sound Collective, who are amazing. And we're going to be putting out my first single next month. We've got investors on board. Things are going really, really well.
Awesome.
That's what you need.
Yeah, I really wanted to play your song today, but like, someone's been trying to flog it on Amazon.
I was just looking. I said, I can't see it on the list.
Someone's been trying to flog it on Amazon for £1, and like, I haven't even released it yet, and they've been trying to sell the X Factor version.
You've got a lot of people coming out of the woodwork trying to do you wrong.
Mate, I tell you, I don't
darling,
know what I've done so
what
bad.
Have you done to somebody?
Darling, come into my life. Bless you. You know, that is tough, but you know what? I think it makes you stronger, whatever, because now things just flick off.
And to be honest, now we're like, write what you want. I don't really give a shit.
All press,
do you know what I mean?
All press is good press.
All
that's
press
the thing to remember.
It's true. So
no, I'm at the most glamorous dress, and I get pictured at McDonald's. I mean, yeah, what the hell? I was like, hello.
Depends what time of the morning that is, though, right?
This one, that wasn't even. It was what, 6 p.m.?
Yeah, I couldn't get there. I was hungry.
So you're going to stick at music. That's what you're planning on.
Yeah, 100%. Things are going really well. So I'm over the moon. I'm still writing. The single's going to be coming out. It's called Punchline. It's the one that I did on the show. And yeah, I can't wait. So I'll have to give you guys a little preview when it does come.
Please do, definitely. We can put it on the playlist.
It won't be very long, but yeah, I'll get it to you guys.
Oh, he's so adorable. And who did you like? Can I ask out of the judges, who did you like really, truly?
Well, I had a soft spot for Sharon. Like, I love her. I just love her a bit. She's so warm and so lovely, and she reminds me of my mum, so I guess.
You clearly haven't spent some time with her, because I haven't. I would say different.
Dragon, finally, look. No,
why
she's lovely.
I'll tell you off.
Oh, dear. Oh,
I'm sticking around for this.
Wow. Oh,
Spill the beans.
Aidan, thank you so much for coming in.
Listen, we're going to root for you here in FUBAR. Yeah. When can we play your track? Will you come back in?
I should have something to play you guys in like 2-3 weeks, so I will get it over
Fine,
to you.
Do
and,
that.
Yeah, I would love you guys. One of the first radio stations to play it. That would be amazing.
Let's do it. Sounds good.
I love
it. Thank you so much
for coming in.
No, thank you so much. I've had Cheers. Such a lovely
He's
time.
He's so adorable.
Sorry, it was so brief.
I'm proper Geordie a day as well.
You got very Geordie because I'm deck one for the 18th.
Hello, and now I'm like, yeah, man.
He's gone back to his roots, man.
I like
gone
it.
Gone back to my roots, man.
Have I got... Do you support Newcastle, by the way?
Right, we're going to have to come up. We're going to have to play a song
football.
Now. We'll talk,
I
we'll
know,
talk
we
about
talk
this.
Forever, can we?
Bit of Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
To the U.S. We rockin' this contagious monkey business outrageous. Just confess your girl admits that we the F-R-E-S-H, we fresh G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite, B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up, turn me up, turn me up. Come on, baby, just pump it. Check this out right here. Do wanna hate on us. Do need to ease on up. Do wanna act on gut, but do get shut like Flavor Shuck. Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be. B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass. Shake it, shake it, shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it. Live and direct rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in it, do they think? Pump it louder, come on. Don't stop and keep it going. Do it, let's get it on. Move it,
come on, baby, do it.
Let us do that.
Now we're on.
Yay! Black Eyed Peas. And I'm looking at someone with a very nice black beard.
A good segue there, Lizzie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ricky Raymond.
Hello.
Woo! I love a beard. You look so good with a beard.
Thank
it really
you.
Suits
Thank
you.
Very
Please
much.
Keep. Do the girls like it?
Some do. It's so sort of like some say, oh, God, you should shave it off, stop hiding your face. And then some really
I
like it because it's quite
being
masculine.
A gay man. Because
Who,
no one will ever say they don't like your beard.
No. I love that beard. Does that make me a gay man?
It does
but
take
I
a
love
particular
it.
Woman to handle a beard, though. So
I love that. Tickle your thighs. Dum, boom.
Now, you two were chatting off air. You were
Sorry.
Both at the NTAs together.
We were at the NTAs, yes.
Yes.
But I went home really early, like about 9:30, when he stayed out.
In the morning.
I'm feeling it still. It was a good night though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was really good. Good to see some old faces. It was really nice.
You managed to go to the after party.
Yeah, I did.
You squeezed your way in.
I weren't actually invited to the after party.
Which box were you in?
I was in the Trésor Paris box, and we didn't actually have any after party.
Who's that? Trésor Paris. Sounds very posh.
Trésor Paris.
Trésor.
Yeah.
Trésor Paris.
Yeah, I didn't actually have a wristband to get down there, so I sort of done a little sneaky backstage bit, and they was, oh, where's your wristband? And I just said someone ripped it off, and they let me back in. So.
See, I need to try this.
I let 10 people in.
Did you?
Yeah, not me.
As they're listening. Well, you weren't there. Yeah. But they all texted me, and I found my night was like, go have your wristband, I'll bring it back, get it in. And I was like, why am I doing this? I felt like a deal. I was like, can I? I was like, why am I spending my
door,
night
come on,
getting people in that I barely know?
But were you taking money for it?
I'm kind.
You should have done.
Should have took
no,
some
I
pinkies.
Didn't. Yeah, they didn't buy me a fucking drink. They got in. They pissed off. I was like, oh, okay, thanks.
You have to buy a drink. It's all free.
Well, yeah, of course. But anyway.
Now, Ricky, most people will remember you from TOWIE.
Yes.
Which was, when did you leave?
Why did you want to do
2015?
Yeah, 2014? A couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago. About
yeah.
That.
Yeah. But, you know, once you're in TOWIE, that's it.
Yeah,
that's forever.
It. That's your stigma, yeah.
Yeah. Does it feel like that?
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, obviously, where my main thing on being on TV was from TOWIE. Like, everyone will see me as Ricky from TOWIE, so it is always just the Essex sort of thing. But
yeah.
I have done other things that aren't always sort of publicised. But yeah, I will always be known as Ricky from Essex.
Do you regret
sure.
leaving TOWIE? Or
yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
In a sense, I do. Like, it was like at the time I didn't, because I'd been on it for so long, and there was different things going on in my life.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was with. One of my exes at the time.
I like the not name.
Is that Jessica?
No, a different one. But
think back.
Yeah.
Keep thinking.
I've had an hour
of
sleep.
I can't. Because of that as well. But now looking back, I probably shouldn't have left. But, you know, it is what it is, and this is the path
it's
led.
Can he not go back in? Look at Charlie King. He goes back.
I have spoken before, and I have mentioned, like, it would be nice to come back and, you know, and get back involved.
Well, I'm doing a campaign to get you back.
Because the thing is, at the minute, I think, because a lot of people from TOWIE do that, don't they? They come in, they leave, and then come back.
Yeah.
You have to join the back of the queue.
Well, yeah, this is it. There could be a big queue, so I don't know. But I did speak to one of them that said to come and have a meeting in January, but I haven't heard from him yet, so.
Is it Luke?
Yeah.
I know Luke. He likes me.
You know him well.
Yes, very well. He's lovely. I will. I'm going to text him right after this. But
what have you been doing since then? For those that haven't been paying attention,
well, you've been seeing a lot of ladies. I keep seeing you with different ladies.
No.
Stephanie Davis.
I've been more with dogs.
Huh?
Oh, is that just a number?
No.
I was going to say. No. I said Stephanie Davis and he said that.
To be honest, I've been focusing a lot on charity work that I do with a charity called A Better Life Dog Rescue. And I've been going to Romania for the last year and a half, backwards and forwards, filming a small documentary for the charity.
Oh.
Basically, in Romania, there's like 6.5 million dogs that are strayed. They get killed, they get injected with antifreeze, they get raped, they get all sorts of horrible things.
It's horrible.
So we've been going out there, and at the minute, we're building 5 shelters to home 1,500 dogs at any one time.
Wow.
So I'm going back out there in a month, I think, to start helping build it. So.
Is that with Canine Angels?
Yeah, well, you know, I love dogs.
I love dogs.
I absolutely love dogs. So it's
I rescued a dog in Barbados once.
Did you?
It was tied to a rope.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, it was tied to a rope, and it was going in the sea, and the sea was coming up. It was going to drown. And I had to get. And this dog was frothing at the mouth. They were saying, "You're going to get rabies. You're going to die." And I thought, I can't
take it with me.
I'm getting this dog. We had to rescue the dog.
Yeah, you have to.
Did you get rabies?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, but his owner came after me next day on the beach.
You wonder why he was itching so much.
I've not got rabies.
Please.
Oh, but can I tell you, I love you more now. You love doggy.
Yeah.
So is that what you kind of want to focus on?
No, not so much.
You do some business stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I do a little bits and pieces at the minute. Well, I'm very into my fishing at the minute, so I've just started to release a fishing brand, clothing brand for fishing.
Fishing.
And that's a bit random.
You know, got that one? I thought that was a funny fish.
I've got one of them coming out. I've also got a vape company. That sells all the vapes and juices and all that to help people stop smoking. In between all that, I've been doing a bit of musical theatre. I've done the West End Story in Manchester.
Wow.
I had two solos. That was
nice.
That was probably one of the scariest things.
Oh, yeah, people forget you can sing. I forgot you can sing. Yeah.
People will always remember me from I'm Not Easy, obviously. that little tune that I just whacked out.
I'm not
going to
play it. No.
Come on.
Here we go. I'm Not Easy. So everyone remembers that, which was just a joke. But yeah, I've been told I've got a bit of a voice. And
so
I've done
two
songs in panto as well, yeah.
And how did you find it? Was it you were
it
good?
It was one of the scariest things I've ever done. Like,
really?
I was before and after, my hands were just shaking. Like,
wow.
Because one was with a girl. It was called Falling Slowly, I think, from Once, is it?
Falling slowly.
And then I can't remember the other one. That was a solo, and I was just shaking. Like, the audience was only a few metres away as well. It's the first time I've ever done it, so...
Wow, oh, good.
Yeah,
dear,
I haven't done it since, though, because it was really scary. But
did you train as a singer or not?
No, I've never even had a singing lesson. I just went in and done it. I started off, obviously, I'd done panto, not This Christmas Gone, the one before, and I was Prince Charming, and I had two songs in that. And then a few people saw me singing that, and that's where it came from. They invited me to do the West End Story.
That's very brave.
And it went from there.
It's hard.
So does that kind of then... Because, obviously, your love life in the past has overshadowed those kind of...
Yeah.
Is that hard to reconcile with? Because obviously, if you know you want to do something else, and then all anyone wants to talk to you about is the Wright family.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, though. Like, you know,
I don't regret anything.
I see Jess at the NTAs.
And it was all right.
Yeah. Well, at first it was a bit like, oh God, I don't want to get in her way. I don't want to like make her feel awkward. But then
we're like Peter
she
Andre
was like,
and Kate.
No, it's all good. Yeah. She said, no, it's all right. It's, you know, it's all past us now. And we started chatting. We were talking about our dogs because, like, obviously I bought her a dog and she's still got it. And she asked how Blake was, my little one. And then that was it.
Well,
and
how
we sort
did you split up? Was it?
It wasn't great.
It wasn't.
I can't
remember.
I was young and stupid and made a few mistakes. But,
oh, bless you.
That's the standard tally. Story, these
well, it is, yeah.
Who are your friends on Towie? Are you friends with Mario?
Mario. I'm still friends with Mario, Tommy, James Locke, Bobby, of course. I love Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you tackle Bobby on the red carpet.
I saw him and I hadn't seen him for so long.
He thought he was getting mucked.
I was like, who's that? I hadn't seen him for so long.
I love him.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
And do you get on with the Gemma Collins? And
I do, yeah. I was with Gemma quite a lot on the night of the NTAs. It was good catching up with her as well. She's always a character.
You
so,
see all the yeah. old... Bunch.
Yeah,
she's only
like
ever been rude to me.
Together. It was good.
She's only ever been rude to me, so I'm.
She was late,
she's
like me.
Just busy.
No, but can I just say the funniest thing was Kim Woodburn on the red carpet,
yeah,
and Gemma just
good.
Blanked her, yeah. And she went, "Oh,
too good,
too good to talk to me, too good."
It was move through the GC's
that does,
coming.
That does seem to be.
Yeah,
how
but Gemma
operates.
Was late, like me. The traffic
yeah.
was a nightmare.
It was bad.
Did you get a traffic?
Yeah, I did as well. I was on a private bus in the middle of the traffic. We had to jump off and get on the train and do
oh, is that what you did?
Run. Yeah.
I should have done that in my high heels.
So, what have you got coming up this year?
I've just actually, well, I'm going, like I said before, I'm going out to Romania next month to do some more building
the
shelters. And also, I've just been in talks with someone about an Easter panto that we're creating ourselves. It's like, well, it's more his idea, but I'm helping him along with the promo of it. It's sort of like a different aspect to the panto. Obviously, where it's normally like Cinderella's and all that sort of thing, we're going to do it as in like a reality TV version of it. So like, it starts off in Chelsea and the wedding's in Essex and all stuff like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so,
I like
yeah,
it.
There's a little bit of production going on with that. So hopefully that goes further.
Have you ever thought of doing acting like movies?
Well,
and
I've
stuff?
Got a movie coming. Well, I had a movie come out last year that was with Callum Best. I don't know if you remember that. Dangerous Game.
We had someone come in from that.
I can't remember.
Yeah, maybe.
I was a junior detective in it. And
Did you enjoy it?
A lot of people said it was quite good, so I enjoyed it. And then we had just done another one that we finished in August, and it's called... Mirror Image, I think it's called.
Is that with Callum Best?
It was a working title.
We'll Google it.
It's not with Callum Best.
Mirror Image, yeah, and that comes out this April. So, yeah, there's the premiere.
Oh, let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know about that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you'll have an invite.
Advertise that.
Yeah.
Well, Ricky, thanks so much for coming in.
No,
sorry.
But I feel you should do acting. I've got
this feeling. Yeah, no, that's what I want to do.
I've got this feeling.
That's what I want
to
do.
Have you been to LA?
Yep. Well, I could try.
I think you should. Okay, we'll talk later. Sorry. I love Ricky.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Ricky, thanks for making it.
Cheers.
Please stay.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How about a bit of Cher? In the mood?
Why not? I look a bit like her today.
Radio presents
Alan McSwiggan.
We have the very lovely Rebecca Dakin calling in.
How's your gay dog?
Well, I thought the lovely Joe, who one of the boys here with me right now, I thought he might have been gay when I first met him, and he's not. He's 100% straight. So my gaydar is not 2020.
It's a little bit off.
It's a little bit off.
Right. I could give you sort of flirting tips.
Yeah.
But
or we could move straight to the bedroom if you want to. Never thought I'd be saying that to a lady before, but here we are.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I just jumped in there.
We are on the air.
Sorry about that.
With our very final guests.
Yeah, I know. God, we got a bumper pack show.
James and Claudia from Posh Porn. Hello.
Posh Porn.
I feel a bit weird saying Posh Porn.
Yeah, it's knowing that my
mum's knowing that my mum is listening.
She'd be
I love that.
Now, surely.
But it's a great name.
Yeah,
who
we didn't think
that?
Of that one. That was a production company, but it is a good name.
So how did it all come about? Tell us, because it's a great show.
Well, it was about 6 years ago. The production company approached me. They wanted to, Channel 4 wanted to produce a show on alternative lending because of austerity and what was going on economically. And it was just something that developed from there, really. Obviously, we were a bit nervous at first about taking part because you never really know how they're going to portray you. But luckily for us, we think it comes across quite nicely.
Yeah, because it is obviously, it can be quite a controversial subject area, can't it? That kind of thing. It's had its fair share of bad. It's got a bad. Do you mind moving a bit closer to the mic? Then we can hear you.
Yes, we have to pull you in. Be close.
Is that hard to balance those that kind of thing?
Well, it's really difficult because obviously when people need money, it's a sensitive area.
It's difficult for anyone. Yeah,
it's difficult, and obviously you get clients. Sometimes they're really in need of the cash, and it's a difficult thing to sort of. Broker on camera anyway.
Yeah.
It's a tough subject. But we think generally the program's got a sort of fairly upbeat feel about it.
Yeah, I think it does as well. Yeah.
But also, you don't just sell things because you need the money. Sometimes you want to get rid of them.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You need space or someone.
Declutter.
Some ex-lover's giving you, you're like, I want to get rid of it.
Get it out of my house.
I've got, actually, I'm going to come to you.
I've got some things.
So it works, doesn't it? It definitely works.
I mean, Claudia probably deals with, not doing the handbag. She sees most of the clients that want to have a good clear out and they've got stuff.
That doesn't sound too clever, does it?
But I mean, how do you know it's an original? So say if I come in with a Louis Vuitton bag, how do you know that is the real Louis Vuitton?
Well, that all comes in time, and you just come across so many that you just basically get a feel for them, and you just have an eye for it.
Yeah.
Because an ex-boyfriend said he's a Louis Vuitton present, and I was so delighted. Within 2 weeks, the handle would come off, and I was like, oh, I wanted to hit him with it. I was
like, it's from Turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. I was like, this isn't real.
How did you get involved with the show? How did it kind of happen?
Just basically happened, didn't it? They were looking for a pawnbroker.
So they approached you, did they?
They approached us, yeah. Channel 4 wanted to make this documentary, and they approached us, and they came down, they did a pilot.
Did they just ring you up one day and go, hi?
Well, they did, actually, and we were thinking this is some sort of hoax. Who's going to film us and what we do? I mean, who's that interested in it, to be honest with you? And obviously, we didn't realise how interesting it would be for the general public to view people that needed cash, and it was interesting. And I suppose and some of the diverse objects that we get to see, and I suppose the high-end items are more interesting for most people. But I think it's the backstories and the individuals that come in and that touch people's hearts, really.
And also lots of pieces have got history, that you would never come across them, and we've been really lucky.
What about football memorabilia? Is that good? Because I've got loads of them. I found a stash of it. Oh, he might be listening.
But is that good?
Yeah, all memorabilia.
Yeah, we get a lot of football memorabilia. I mean, with football memorabilia, it has to be quite special. And I think the less... it depends on the players and how many pieces they've signed. If they've been signing every other day, then their pieces aren't worth as much.
If they're very famous and they're dead...
If they're famous and they're not living anymore and they haven't signed much, then it can obviously add value.
Have you got someone in mind,
I do. Well, George Best came to my 21st. He wasn't invited. Oh. He was at the end of the bar. And we got him to sign all this stuff, and I've still got it. No, he married two of my friends.
Oh, blimey.
So I don't know whether I feel bad selling it.
Probably a bit.
But the show has really taken off, so you must be delighted. Has it helped business?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've got five stores now. Well, the fifth store opening in Essex.
In Loughton.
In a couple of months, so that's all good.
And you're in Weybridge, you know me.
That's the first store in Weybridge, so yeah, we opened
up. Eamon Holmes and Ruth live there.
Well, they do.
Yeah, they're fans of the show, so, you know, they say hello, but yeah, we bump into them now and again. But
so there's Richmond as well and Hatton Garden, which we're both based in, Deansgate.
Has it kind of opened up more of a celebrity world to you doing this kind of stuff?
A little bit, yeah, but it's quite weird because we look at celebrities and we're like, oh, look, there's so-and-so over there, and then we actually have it done to us and we're like, oh my God, that's so weird.
Do you like be careful not to become infamous like Cundy, and then, you know, then you can be in trouble.
Never do that. But do you like the attention? Have you enjoyed it?
It's been nice and positive attention. It's actually been really kind, and people have actually thanked us, kind of like, you know, oh, that's really nice what you did, and, you know, so it's actually been quite nice, positive feedback.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you had any negative ones? Any negative?
Has anyone said negative? But do people ever say, I want more for that? That's, you're taking that.
Oh, they say that every day.
But we do explain things properly.
Bugger off.
Well, we try and say bugger off nicely. Sounds better in French, bugger off.
Yeah. You're Greek. You're saying Greek. You don't speak Greek, do you?
No, I'll look it up.
You eat two times. I can't believe that. So, I mean, you do get someone angry customers if they come in
on
and
the
say,
odd
right,
occasion,
I want more.
On the odd occasion, you do get people a little bit can, if they've got it in their head and they've been told by another individual that their piece is worth 10 times as much as you're offering for
they
it,
can take it a bit personally.
Then it can be, you know, it can be a sore point. But generally, I think they understand at the moment, especially because it's a buyer's market.
But you've got to make a profit, obviously.
Exactly.
Well, also, we need to cover our costs and everything.
It's not
like
a charity.
That. So, and we, you know, amongst everyone else, we are very, very competitive, and we're very, you know, very reasonable with offers.
So where can people come? You've got places, Weybridge, Richmond.
Deansgate and Hatton Garden.
Where are you in Richmond?
Just near
opposite the
station, really, going towards Kew. There's a little row of shops there.
We've
got one in Deansgate in Manchester. Loughton's going to be opening soon. If they want to come in and do any pawnbroking, they can come down there, or they can look online. We've got an online store as well to selling handbags, watches, jewellery, all sorts of stuff. So if they want to buy anything,
online shop.
So they can see it on there.
Okay. Awesome. Do you have a website?
Yeah, that's the Prestige Online Shop.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's
good. It's going well,
I might have to have a little visit.
It's booming. I mean, the show's obviously getting the with the phone calls. So
yeah, of course.
Every time the show goes out.
Did you have reservations about the show when it first came back? Did you think, oh, this could go one way or another?
Well, you never know how you're going to be portrayed. And you do sort of, I'm very sort of judgmental. And I look at myself and I think, I walked really funny then, didn't I? I look like I've got a limp or something. But then after sort of a few episodes, you sort of don't bother with that sort of thing anymore.
But we get to view it before it actually gets aired, so it's quite
good. Oh, well, that's good.
Really, so we make sure that it's all
right. I'm coming in. I've got a load of handbags, load of football stuff.
Job done.
I'm going to be rich. And we're going out to party.
James and Claudia, thank you so much for coming in.
We love you.
No problem.
Please come back again. I want to talk more because I'm fascinated.
I know. If only we have more time. Lizzie, it's been a pleasure as always.
Sorry I've had no sleep. But it's radio.
It's quite normal, to be honest.
Though we're getting filmed.
I'm used to it. See you next week.
See you next week, honey.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.